Welcome to another hour of Charlie Bernhout's Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm Elchanan. This week we're presenting, once again, a compilation of great cantors recording on vinyl records, beginning with cantor Joseph Adelson. He was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1916, and at the young age of 19 was chosen as cantor for the Great Synagogue in Vilna, a position he won out over some of Europe's foremost cantors. He continued to hold the post of chief cantor until the Nazi invasion. He was imprisoned in German concentration camps and was speared, as with many of the great cantors of that era, only by the extraordinary quality of his voice. After a period of study in Italy, he made a concert tour of Israel, singing in the main cities. From there, in 1947, he traveled through South Africa, where he was heard in the concert halls. The reviews he received resulted in his being engaged as cantor at Johannesburg's largest congregation, the Yovel Synagogue. From Africa, he went to Canada, and he was cantor at the Young Israel Congregation in Montreal. Next, he traveled on to the United States, where he presented a concert in Town Hall on March 12, 1950. After his U.S. tour, he was offered the position as cantor of the East Midwood Jewish Center, where he continued until 1995, when he retired and became cantor emeritus, 9 years before his passing in 2004. This recording is Modim Anachnu Lach by cantor Joseph Adelson.
Modim Anachnu Oh,
Diamond began singing at the age of 6. He was a child prodigy, made his debut as Cantor when he was 9, and traveled throughout the United States and Canada, conducting services and concertizing in the most prominent synagogues and concert halls. While he was still in his teens, he occupied the pulpits in several of the leading synagogues in the country. Born, raised, and educated in New York City, Cantor Arla Diamond began singing at the age of 6. He was a child prodigy, made his debut as Cantor at the age of 9, and traveled through the United States and Canada, conducting services and concertizing in the most prominent synagogues and concert halls. While only in his teens, he occupied the pulpits in several of the leading synagogues in the country. In 1943, he was inducted into the armed forces and there too conducted services at army installations. He was famed for his magnificent lyric tenor voice and had sung before audiences at Carnegie Hall, Town Hall, Madison Square Garden, and in every major city in the United States. He also performed on radio and gave concerts throughout the country where he sang cantorial music, folk tunes, and operatic arias. This recording is Ashrei, sung in the Selichos Nusach by cantor Arla Diamond.
Ashrei Yoshei
Oh, when you're
Shavuot.
Cantor Shalom Katz was born in 1919 in Romania. He studied music in Budapest and Vienna and became chief cantor in Kishinev, Bessarabia, where he functioned until the Nazi persecutions. He was interned in a Nazi concentration camp, and as with Cantor Adelson, it was the quality of his voice alone that enabled his survival. He emigrated to the United States in 1947 and became cantor at the Beth Shalom congregation. He held that position until 1957. The following track is Kol Nidre with B'Yeshiva Shalmalo, the passage preceding it. It's performed by Cantor Shalom Katz with the choir of the Chizuk Emuna congregation of Baltimore.
Yeshiva shel mahalo, o yeshiva shel maton, al da. Come on.
Yehoshua Vider was born on February 12, 1906, to a Hasidic family in Hungary. Due to his background, the Vider family being renowned in Hungary for producing famous cantors for generations, young Yehoshua himself received a thorough religious and musical education. When he was 17, he left his family to study music and voice in Vienna. He studied there with Ephraim Schleppach, Yehuda Leib Miller, and Immanuel Frankel. He married in 1925 and accepted a position as cantor in Debrecen, Hungary. He also served in Budapest and Vienna. In 1949, cantor Wieder emigrated to the U.S. and served at Talmud Torah of Flatbush Synagogue in Brooklyn, New York for 5 years from 1949 through 1954, then at the prominent congregation Oheb Tzedek in Bell Harbor, New York for the 3 subsequent years until 1957. Cantor Wieder then went to Canada, where he served at congregation Adath Yeshurun Hadrath Kodesh from 1957 through 1964. While officiating in Montreal, he suffered a fatal heart attack and passed away on August 22, 1964. He released only 16 professional recordings. The following recording is Ana Bekoach by cantor Yehoshua Wieder. Next up is cantor Jan Pierce in The Art of the Cantor. Jan Pierce was known as one of the great tenor voices of his time. He performed in concert and opera, and also sung Yiddish folk tunes and cantorial music, and produced many recordings of both. The following recordings are Shema Koleinu by Max Helfman and Avinu Malkeinu, composed by Max Janowski.
Your men, your men, your men.
ashlicheinu.
Malcheno, Malcheno, Schmacoleina, Schmacoleina, Schmacoleina.
Cantor Maishi Gantchoff was born in 1905 in Odessa. He emigrated as a young child with his parents to the United States. In his teens, he moved to New York for the purpose of studying with Joshua Lind, Jacob Rappaport, and Mordechai Hirschman. In 1944, he succeeded David Reutemann as cantor at Manhattan's Shaare Tzedek on West 93rd Street. The following recording, Al Harishonim, was composed by Jacob Rappaport. As a matter of fact, it was to Jacob Rappaport that young Maishi Gantchoff turned when he first came to New York in order to advance his studies in Chazanut. Jacob Rappaport was an alumnus of the choirs of Zeidel Rovner and was one of the great composers of single-line cantorial recitatives of the first half of the 20th century. In subsequent years, Gantchoff himself would become one of the great composers of cantorial music of the 20th century. He had fully mastered the art of classic Chazanut of Eastern Europe, and coupled with a particular talent for improvisation, he would continually search for new avenues in order to express the substance of his works. He passed away in the year 1997. This is Al Harishonim by Jacob Rappaport, sung by cantor Maishi Gantchoff, with Abraham Elstein as the organist and conductor.
Summer. SMS MS VM hoik the loya havoy.
Mordechai Hirschman is one of the names that stand at the very pinnacle of Chazanut. He possessed truly one of the finest lyric tenor voices of his time. Mordechai Hirschman was born in 1886 in Chernichov in Russia. He was a chorister in the choir of Nisi Belzer. When Belzer died, the choir went on to Sadegora, whereupon Zadel Ravner took over the group and moved it to Berdichev. Mordechai became chief soloist of the choir, and a year later, first tenor for Cantor Meir Pisak, a position he retained until he was conscripted to military service at 21 years old. After 4 years of military service, he took his post up once again at Cantor Meir Pisak's choir for an additional 2 years, then took his first full-fledged cantorial position in the Zitomir Synagogue. Less than a half year later, in 1913, he won the coveted position as chief cantor at the Great Synagogue of Vilna. While on a concert tour in Warsaw, Mordechai Hirschman met Leo Lowe, the distinguished choir leader, who had served with Gershon Sirota for 18 years and had toured with him in America. Lowe and Hirschman decided to emigrate together to the United States in 1920. He served at Temple Bethel of Brooklyn for 10 years. Then, beginning in 1930, Hirschman made extensive concert tours of Europe, South America, and Palestine. He died in New York in 1940 at 44 years old. Hirschman was not himself a composer of cantorial music, but rather an interpreter of both cantorial and Yiddish folk music. The following track is Ato Yotzarto, recorded in 1924. And that wraps up another hour of cantorial soul music on the Charlie Bernhout Jewish Soul Music Program. Keep visiting the archive, where you not only have access to the latest shows, but also a treasure chest of past shows hosted by Charlie, featuring cantorial music, as well as Jewish soul music and occasional interviews, all free to play and download. This hour, we featured cantors Joseph Adelson, Arla Diamond, Shalom Katz, Yehoshua Vider, Jan Pierce, cantor Moshe Ganchoff, and cantor Mordechai Hirschman. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and stay tuned for new programs every week.